Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He was a spy for the Obama administration. He was tasked by the FBI, you know, as his legal position is tacitly admitting. He was tasked by the FBI, who knows what other agencies, to go and spy and entrap, as you point out, conduct intelligence operations against the Trump campaign. There's no doubt about it. He was getting paid through Defense Department money, so now that's another agency implicated in this spy operation against President Trump. I mean, the more we learn, it looks worse and worse for the Obama administration.
That's the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, talking about the spy situation, as he calls it, regarding the president in office right now. And if you are paying enough attention there, you hear him at the end say it's not looking good for the Obama administration. So the question is, what's actually going on? Who's going to tell us about it? And the Obamas, what did they know and when did they know it? How much were they involved in it? These are a lot of questions that many people have had ever since the Russia investigation took place, when the Mueller investigation had commenced and we were hearing about what happened, or mostly what did not happen. It then shifted quickly into the volume two of what eventually became the Mueller report, which is the obstruction of justice. I have long believed that the case for Russia collusion was always at best extremely shaky and fragile, and that the point was to try to trip the president up, try to put him in a position where he would flail and defend himself and do something that was illegal, which is why the obstruction of justice case is where the Democrats are focusing very heavily now. That's where the pursued interest of the congressional Democrats has been the most focused. So we've heard from the president of Judicial Watch there in that initial clip. Now let's get to our guest. Chris Farrell, the Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research, joins us now. Chris, great to have you on the show.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
So I want to ask you about the Inspector General's report. We have Lindsey Graham saying that it's going to be damning as well. Give me a brief understanding here of when people hear the IG report or the Inspector General's report, what is that report supposed to be addressing?
Yeah, I always caution people at this point, because as much jumping up and down as we're hearing and people are speculating about the IG report, you have to remember that for the most part, inspectors general they're not prosecutors. They are not looking to build the case for criminal prosecution. Inspectors general are charged with evaluating the sort of process and procedure and administration internal to a department or agency. And so they're not looking at this like a U.S. attorney or district attorney would be doing. They're looking at it from a point of view of, okay, I'm the Department of Justice Inspector General, and the Justice Department has certain rules and regulations controlling your activities. Are you abiding by those? So it's a distinctly different view than a prosecutor who's out for a scalp or a conviction or, you know, nail them and jail them. It's just not written and not looked at the same way. So I always try to temper people's reaction. He can uncover bad stuff. He can report stuff that can result in a criminal referral. But the inspector general himself is not going to generate an indictment.
So it's more like an audit almost of like process?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It's administrative. It's housekeeping. In my more cynical moments, I say that inspectors general are the Department of Cover-Ups, or it's a place where the truth goes to die. So, and that's cynical, admittedly, but I want to caution everyone. What you really need, if you're looking for justice, you need to look to Mr. Durham and Attorney General Barr, and you need to look to grand juries who will bring indictments. That's the answer. The IG is kind of a half measure getting there.
So once he submits this report, if there's evidence that he finds, that Mr. Horowitz finds in this process, and he reveals it in his report, is there criminal action that can be taken after?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the facts and the findings that he makes can be the foundation for the Attorney General or the counsel that the Attorney General has appointed, Mr. Durham, out of Connecticut. They can then take that evidence and run forward with it criminally. But Mr. Horowitz, in and of himself, is not a criminal prosecutor.
Okay. So a couple of things that I've been able to kind of source based on headlines that I've seen on a whole lot of different news outlets, and then also reading a little bit more in depth in it, the things that I keep seeing is ugly, damning, and the Obama administration's name now being thrown into this pretty consistently. What about this report do we anticipate to be ugly and damning, and how does it tie in the previous administration?
Well, looking at it through the lens of the Inspector General, you have a completely out of control FBI and Justice Department who did everything as criminally abusive as, you know, phonying up FISA warrants, attempting to run essentially a double agent operation, a penetration operation against the Trump campaign under the guise of a counterespionage or counterintelligence operation. I mean, they're so far out of their lanes. They're so aggressively targeting a political opponent on purely manufactured, politically driven objectives that this makes, you know, Watergate look like Keystone Cops kind of stuff. This is the most aggressive abuse of both the law enforcement and the counterintelligence powers of the FBI we have ever seen. And so, you know, he can try to put a smiley face on it or try to, you know, kind of give the plain vanilla description of what went on because they didn't follow Justice Department procedures. But what that takes you to logically, what it begs the answer of, well, based on all this abusive process, what really happened? And that's where you get into the world of a criminal, indictment.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the targeting of President Trump, which I think certainly when he's running for president, he's a citizen of this country and he deserves the protections that any citizen should get and does have. But you also get to throw out names like Papadopoulos and these other individuals who have gotten tied into this mess. And the way you explain it there, for political purpose only, to try to sway an election. What should the American people be concerned about when you understand that George Papadopoulos, which is a name that nobody would have ever needed to know, but a lot of people do now, and I have a feeling if he does end up going in front of a Senate judiciary for a hearing, a lot more people are going to understand more of what he experienced in this mess. But does this just affect people in high places, or does the average American sitting in St. Louis, Missouri right now have cause to be concerned based on what Judicial Watch has uncovered so far?
Well, look, there's an old expression, right? The fish rots from the head down. So you have the litany of shame. So the Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Broussard, all the names of what are essentially dirty cops running the FBI. And you know, it's an expansive list and it keeps growing. It's probably about 20 or 24 people who've either been fired, removed, early retirement, you know, resigned. Here's my concern. You will hear certain nationally known personalities in the opinion news talk business who repeat over and over again, you know, 99% of the FBI is great. What a bunch of baloney, right? And look, I've been doing what I've been doing for the last 36 years, the last 20 of which are Judicial Watch. I've had lots of interaction with lots of FBI agents, both positive and negative. I'll give you a number and I'll say 75, maybe 80% of FBI agents are great. There's a substantial amount of aggressive use of the gun and badge to get away with stuff that really no other ordinary citizen could ever do or be subjected to. And so it's not just the leadership of the FBI. There's a corrosive effect from that sort of culture, that operating environment at the FBI, that's been going on now for a couple of decades that leaks down outside of just Washington, D.C. And so I think public trust is shaken in the FBI and also in the Department of Justice. And besides this weird, seditious conspiracy we've been subjected to for the last 2.5, 3 years, the American public sees other stuff that's creepy, disturbing. And all I have to do is point at the Epstein case, right?
Yeah.
So here's this notorious prisoner. Everyone knows he's some kind of weird, perverted monster. They've got this great big, long track record on him. He goes into a federal lockup in Manhattan in New York. And what happens to him? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, look, this kind of stuff has a corrosive effect on the public's trust in the integrity, the dignity of these institutions like the DOJ and FBI. And it is not lost on the average citizen who right now is, you know, driving out to get their lunch from their job or whatever. You know, people listening to us, they get it. They know what would happen to them if they were on the short end of the stick. And so people are really fed up with it.
Well, it's important to pay attention to the details as they come out. I got about a minute left here. Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch is joining us right now. You said that this is going to dwarf Watergate, that this is much, much bigger than, I guess.
It already has.
Yeah, that
it already has. I mean, this is outrageous. And, you know, Obama needs to get under oath. That's the bottom line. Obama needs to get under oath in front of a grand jury and explain what exactly he allowed, you know, Brennan, Comey, Clapper. He needs to explain to a grand jury what he was coordinating and synchronizing. Because the other half of the story is, if all this nightmare Russia stuff were to be true, well, whose watch did it happen on? How did he allow that to occur?
Do you have a timeline on, is this going to have any resolution before maybe October of 2020? Do you think that this is imminent, or do you think this might be going on for quite some time?
It's going to take years to unravel, because every one of these characters we've been discussing has personal legal liability, jeopardy. They face exposure both criminally and civilly from a host of different people. This is going to drag on for years, and it's going to be, I mean, part of it will be a nightmare, but part of it will also, I think, will awaken to the American public that, you know, it's all not, you know, peaches and cream out there, and you need to have a much more aggressive supporting posture. We need to ask much more difficult questions and not just sort of blindly rely on, oh, well, the Justice Department is looking at that. Well,
yeah.
You know, ask Mr. Epstein how that turned out.
Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch, great to speak with you. We look forward to following this story as it continues to unfold with Judicial Watch for sure.
Thanks.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. Online at judicialwatch.org.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.